Back home with nothing to do until her Aunt Thelma stepped in and arranged for a position at the school. Aunt Thelma was on the board there. She was on many boards. In theory, Kate could have applied for readmission to her college the following year, but she somehow didn't. It had probably slipped her father's mind that she had the option, even, and certainly it was easier for him to have her around to run things and look after her little sister, who was only 5 at the time, but already straining the abilities of their ancient housekeeper. The teacher Kate assisted was named Mrs. Chauncey. All the teachers were Mrs. to their assistants. She was a comfortable, extremely overweight woman who had been tending 4-year-olds longer than Kate had been alive. Ordinarily, she treated them with a benign absent-mindedness, but when one of them misbehaved, it was, "Connor Fitzgerald, I see what you're up to," and "Emma Gray, Emma Wills, eyes front." She thought that Kate was too lax with them. If a child refused to lie down at quiet rest time, Kate just said, "Fine, be that way," and stomped off in a huff. Mrs. Chauncey would send her a reproachful look before telling the child, "Somebody isn't doing what Miss Kate told him to." At such moments, Kate felt like an imposter. Who was she to order a child to take a nap? She completely lacked authority, and all the children knew it. They seemed to view her as just an extra-tall, more obstreperous 4-year-old. Not once during her 6 years at the school had the students themselves addressed her as Miss Kate. From time to time, Kate entertained the notion of looking for work elsewhere, but it never came to anything. She didn't interview well, to be honest. And anyhow, she couldn't think what she might be qualified to do instead. In her co-ed dorm back in college, she had once been drawn into a game of chess in the common room. Kate was not very good at chess, but she was an audacious player, reckless and unorthodox, and she managed to keep her opponent on the defensive for some time. A small crowd of her dorm mates gathered around the board to watch, but Kate paid them no attention.